the guards' jobs were disappearing on the electric service, and there actually was quite monotonous work, and it became even less interesting when they destaffed the stations. And that's part of the package, was the Strathclyde Regional Council, and through the arrangements, the changes in the service there. We'd been very involved in 1983-84 arguing against a huge station de-staffing policy that they pursued in the west of Scotland, and we were unsuccessful. But I mean, there were a number of disputes with station staff and guards alike, taking industrial action and taking political action through the Labour Party, through different bodies opposing station de-staffing, but we were unsuccessful. But it made the guards' job less interesting as well, because there were no staff in the stations, and you were very irresponsible. I mean, that, you know, we were responsible for setting the trains up, but there just wasn't that. There was less of a kind of community life about the place, I suppose, and the stations very rapidly became quite run down, and now a number of them are really horrible, I think, from the point of view of the travelling public to use. Anyway, so for various reasons, I can't remember the exact time scale of events, but I kept applying for jobs at Glasgow Queen Street, and was successful.
Just while you're staying on your guard's job from working from Yoker, basically when the stations became unstaffed, were you then responsible for ticket issue as well as a guard?
No, because the nature of the line didn't lend itself to that at all. I mean, we had no the guards.
Distance between stations.
It was 2 minutes between each of the stations, 2-3 minutes between the stations, and in the old electric multiple units that we used, the trains weren't walk through. The 303s weren't walk through, so you were in a guard's van, and you were the doors were electrically controlled, but you were opening and closing the doors every 2 or 3 minutes, so it wasn't possible to do anything other than make sure that the train was safe and use your route knowledge to make sure that, you know, things were running to the best of your ability. But there was that was a very different job, and I suppose it was perceived as not being very productive because we weren't doing revenue collection, and that probably is one of the motivations for bringing driver-only operation in. And alongside driver-only operation, they brought in a system of ticket inspectors, ticket collectors, assistant ticket examiners, ATEs, who were paid less than the guards. And obviously, because driver-only operation then existed, the trains could run. There was no threat of industrial action or anything. The trains could run so long as the driver turned up. All that happened if the ticket examiner didn't turn up was that tickets weren't collected, but barriers, they could deal with that by barriers at the main terminal station. So it altered the industrial relations, I suppose, in the industry, of course, as has been the case up and down the country. But also, not in our view, not enough attention was paid to the operational role of the guard, which, although it appeared we weren't doing very much in the event of an accident, and just that general awareness of knowing what signals you were watching for, or what to report if you saw things out of order, or train assistance and things like that, were all dealt with much more quickly because there was a guard on the train. And at the stations, we were obviously able to liaise with the station staff and give the passengers a much better service.
You still had safety precautions to take if the train was stopped for any reason. Protection.
Train protection duty was part of the job. We had, you know, a big bag to carry, the guard's bag, and lamps and all. We knew all the signals, train signals, detonators, lamps, flags, rule books, working timetables, manuals. So, I mean, we had train books we had to keep, which I've still got, but, you know, the train book to record the passing time at each station. And so you could record any incidents that were out of the ordinary.